Skybox here. We got Muttman episode 157, and I'm joined, as always, by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm really doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing very fine myself. So, you've had an interesting week, Tex.
Yeah.
You got two text messages for us that I know about, maybe a third. Before we get into the Mutt stuff, I want to hear your first text message.
All right.
Let the people know.
All right, so let's do this thing. So I don't like Gut Fox anymore. I think this is the end of the podcast officially. He cursed my DMs with some shenanigans. So backstory here, Gut Fox, like I want to say a year ago, had his bio. If you want to, he says, send feet pics to the Texas Boy 901. Uh-huh. And so I would randomly get feet pics in my DMs. But at that time, it was mostly women. So I don't know like what was going on there. And then, so I pointed that out, and then all of a sudden, you did it again, but this time you said it on Twitch, and then some of your male demographics that followed me as well started sending me feet pics. And so I'm like, all right, whatever, this is funny. I'm cool with it. It is what it is. And so I love this kind of like posting, just like the seeing the DMs and just not opening them. And just like, all right, cool, we're good to go. Just throw them up there, like, I hate you, Fox, it's annoying. And then I'm out eating food on a date, and I'm like, let me check some of these feet pics, right? And then like I open up the fucking photo next to my date, and it is a dick in it. Just a guy with some abs and a dick.
With abs, you really studied this big art. Huh?
I looked at it for 2.3 minutes. It was the quickest open, close, throw my phone down. God
then,
damn it,
and
Fox.
And then later that night you were staring at it for an hour and a half.
I was like, God damn it, man. The thing about it is, I don't even know the motherfucker. Like, if that's even his photo, or if that's somebody he found, but still the dick in my DMs. I feel like one of these e-girls right now. I don't appreciate it.
So now you know how the shoe feels on the other foot, huh?
Yeah, but like, see, the thing so about many... it was like, it's not even like I know the same feeling, because they be getting dicks just for no reason. I thought I was getting a foot pick.
I was promised a foot.
I didn't get a foot. I got something else.
So it is true. You do like feet pics in your DM. Everybody that's listening to this podcast right now, please DM Texas on Twitter.
The thing about it is,
feet pic.
I'm not going to close my DMs, but I'm just not looking at anything that says image attached. I'm just going to just let that sit there. So y'all can see feet pics. I'm not looking at anything else anymore, bro. I'm good. You ruined. If you guys say your text, little scratch this off. There's a code here for 100 mutt points. Go ahead and buy what you want. It's gonna be there forever. I ain't opening it.
There's got to be a way around the image attached thing.
No. Well, since DM trying to protect me, since this message is hidden because it's somebody you don't follow. So we're good. There's no way around it, bro. Like, I will not see another photo unless I click view media, and I'm cool with that. So thank you. So if you guys send me anything, I'm not looking at it.
Yes, you guys got to send Texas ASCII feet pics. So it's just with feet pics with just like letters and numbers. You guys see that kind of stuff?
like the dots and stuff, like those little, I got you. Yeah.
So you can get some those kind of feet pics to text now.
They got to draw like a 30, like 18, was like 17 rows, like columns, like just out the ass. I mean, that would work.
Yeah.
Somebody probably forgot to make a dick out of that too, which wouldn't be as bad, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure there's some, well, there's plenty of dicks already created with that kind of artwork.
Yeah.
Because that's just how the internet is. Big throbbing ones. Let me hear about your second text message about your transvestite experience on Tinder.
Wait, what? Why did you set it up like that?
What do you mean?
Why'd you say that? That's not an experience. People think I'm out here doing things that I'm not. No, it's not an experience. But the Tinder method for most dudes is to just swipe right and then pick from.
Going on dates with them all.
No. You swipe and then you pick from the pictures that you like the most, and then you send that person a message. And if you like the person, you want to match. I was talking to Gutflox with a podcast where I matched up with a transgendered person, and I was like, that's definitely a dude. Now I'm matched.
Wait, is transvestite not a right word?
I don't know. Transvestite, transgender. I got no sponsor. Who cares? Whatever. Either or.
I don't know either.
I was like, That's definitely a guy, because like it seemed really weird. I'm like, yeah, I'm going.
So that's not very 2019 of you, Tex, for you not to go out on a date with him.
He had a mustache in his bio, bro. Like, what do you want me to do?
Are you just gonna sit there and judge him?
What do you want me to do? Cut your mustache off, bro. You're not gonna
discover who the person inside is.
First of all, you got a whole ass mustache pretending to be a girl, or believe me, you are a girl. Shave the mustache. Shave it. People are gonna be so mad at me, or also.
Yeah, Tex, man, you're just digging yourself into a deeper hole.
Good thing y'all know my name at all, so we're good to go. That's all that. I ain't gonna be on.
Hashtag cancel Texas. I wanna hear it. Hashtag cancel Texas. All right, so for the mutt portion of the podcast, our agenda looks like house rules. We are alone this week because we've got to figure out our guest situation. We always tend to scramble at the end, and we never book them ahead of time, and it's terrible. Business. We used to book them ahead of time, but we've gotten pretty bad with that lately. So we got to get out like a schedule or something, or figure something out and talk between ourselves offline.
Yeah, and also people just got to stop canceling us. We'll book ahead of time, but all of a sudden they forget and don't get back to us.
That's happened rarely.
It's happened a decent amount. That's why we kind of scramble all the time. We're just like, we don't mind getting them on, but like if we ask them, can you come on a Muttman podcast on a Tuesday, and then all of a sudden their Tuesday comes up, they're busy.
Yeah, let's not start drama. All right. Our agenda
or
is...
Or you got to watch their team play some football. Like, their team going to lose anyway. Who cares?
Yeah, what is it, AAF? House rules we'll talk about this week. We'll talk about free agents a little bit and the promo there. The MVP part of it, we'll talk about a little bit of the NFL trades, I think. We won't hit too much on that because it's a month podcast. And free agents there, along with the free agent promo. We'll go back, talk about the patch, because we didn't really hit it last week. And then, like, moving forward with it. We'll talk about the patch and its relation to Competitive Madden's tourney this weekend, the Last Chance qualifiers, Madden 20 leaks, and the EA revamping their Game Changer program and the illumination of that from their Game Changers profiles. All right. So, first off, house rules. Texas, do you want to break down house rules from this week for us?
All right. So, house rules is something that I was looking forward to like a couple weeks ago, where now every game, yeah, it's a 1st-and-5, but you have 2 downs to convert. So, 1st-and-5 is basically 3rd-and-5, and then 2nd-and-5 is 4th-and-5.
Yep.
And so basically it turns into basically 2-play football, which I like. So everybody's coming out here and all they cheesy plays off the rip. It's like there's no 4-play at all. It's like, let me see what you in. Nope. It's all fucking corner routes. It's all crossing routes. It's all man blitzes. It's all edge heat. It's crazy. But it's fun. Only thing that sucks about this mode is the fact that it's the turnover of the turning over of the ball on downs happens so frequently, the games still take forever.
Yeah.
4-minute quarters.
Yep.
And so the...
I agree. Go on. No, okay.
I'm going to say, so that's probably the only negative. The best. So everything else is positive right now. We got a crazy, wacky mode, as well as if you get 10 total wins, you get a 97 overall nat that you can quick sell for scout. So I think this was an all around dub. What do you think?
Absolutely agree. I think this is the best house rules of the year. I think, hands down, my favorite one. Like, there's still rewards for going 6-0. There's still the 40K and 20 trophies, so that's still there. But then they get so much more of the population. It's an at 97. I mean, sure, the training helps a lot of people, but having a card that can add to just about everybody's team. I pulled a punter, left tackle, defensive tackle, and now I don't really need anything. I think I'll end up keeping... I took Williams and kept him. I'll probably trade in, I think, Vita Vey and sell him, and then just have Brandon Williams in my run-stuffing defensive tackle. But I think, overall, like... They listen to us. It is wacky, like you said. And I think they hit everything we wanted and kind of desired out of this mode other than casual games, because the games do take too long. Maybe 2-minute quarters would have been better for this mode, or 3-minute at least. So 100% agree. Like, I don't have any complaints about this week's house rules at all. I hope more are like this. I think, here's the thing with house rules. Obviously, this is like kind of our breadwinner right now. Next week, maybe it goes back to squads or something or stuff like that. But good job, EA. You gotta tell them good job when they do a good job.
Yeah, this is like I said, it's your favorite, it's my favorite, just because the more and more ridiculous these things get, the more and more I'm here for. Like, if this was the other one where it was like 1st-and-15 or what the hell it was, but you only got 3 downs,
yeah,
it wouldn't have been as fun, because it's kind of like this one's, I think, had more fun elements, because obviously you're playing against a real user, but it's just the fact that 2nd-and-5 should be easy to convert, but it's not. It's like, yeah. It should be like super easy. Just run dive or run something. Nope, you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know if Matt's gonna fluke you here. You have no idea if you're gonna get the fall for animation or if you're just going to get a drop pass. And so it just kind of adds that element of craziness. Plus, when I'm watching you stream, everybody kept quitting. Like, oh shit, all right, Heat, I'm out. Because all you need to do is get 10 wins. Dudes ain't trying to sweat through this shit.
Yeah, like this took a lot. Like, it took me an hour and a half to 2 hours to finish all 10 wins. Mm-hmm. Which is a lot quicker than it would go 10 against the CPU with those same quarter lengths. So, like, yeah, I mean, it was basically you kick off, get one defensive stop, and I think out of my 10 games, 5 of them quit at that point. And I took, like, one or two maybe to the second half, but I didn't play all 4 quarters in any of them. So, overall, really, really kind of cool. But, yeah, I guess that's the thing with the total wins is, like, you play it for fun. You play it. You eventually need to win games, but in the end, like if you don't want to play it sweaty, it's like Texas has said before. It this one caters as much as like people like look down on the casual market. I think the casual market needs to be catered to quite a bit. This kind of caters to the casual view because like Texas gets in a game, or I think that was Vic last week that said that. Where he's like, if they're just doing this wacky shit, I'm out. I'm quitting. Like the same thing in this thing. Like you don't need to go 6-0. So if somebody's doing some shit you don't like, fuck it, I'm out. If they're doing some sort of like crazy blitz or just running crossers or halfback dive, cut it outside, that kind of bullshit, I'm out. See ya. I'm playing another game that's gonna be more fun.
Yeah, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. What they say. So
yeah.
Just...
But you're also here for a long time, Tex. Or else I will kill you if you leave.
All right, I got you. Cool. Meet me in my grave if you need to. So I think that's the reason why this is like. I really hope they do, like, something similar to this next week. Because I feel like they're going to go on an opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
That's probably why there needs to be, like, more variety. Like, if they had this mode next week, but it was only in salary cap or in butt drafts, and there was something else, I would probably gravitate towards this mode. So hopefully you guys are playing this. If you guys haven't checked it out, be sure to do so. Actually, it's already over the time it goes up. But if you guys missed out on it, you got to play, bro, because it's really fun. It's like it's probably the most fun you have in Madden while the game's broken right now. So you should probably just get into it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I rage like fucking crazy.
Oh, I saw.
Game's broken as fuck.
I saw. But. Nick Foles got you mad, bro.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to relive that. That was old Fox. I've turned over a new leaf. I am now Zen Fox, so no longer do I have anger like that. But, yeah, missing, like this guy's got 95 deep accuracy with everything, and he's missing deep passes, like not even under pressure, nothing. He's just sailing them. I'm like, I don't know what to say. No, I didn't high point them. I did pass lead them, but you shouldn't be missing that with 95 deep. Like, if thresholds were a thing, he wouldn't miss those. Thresholds aren't a thing, in my opinion. What do you think about quarterback thresholds?
I don't think they exist. I can't even believe in the trait stuff either. I was using Cam the other day as well, and Cam has the what they call the oblivious trait for when it senses pressure.
Oh yeah.
Which means that he should be fine under pressure because like if he's oblivious, all right, cool. I can throw the ball accurately still. I'm under pressure. This motherfucker threw the ball to the safety when my receiver's in the middle of the field, safety on the left side. I'm like, that. How does that make any sense? I know he's under pressure, but like it shouldn't matter. That's actually. It's a negative trait to have, but it's also a positive one in the same context. So I was mad as hell. So I don't think thresholds really mean anything. I think that the game just is going to like depend on what's going on. If they're going to – like overall, it's going to be consistent, but it's going to be those occasional errant throws that you have to make. Otherwise, the game would kind of be not as fun, I guess. But I don't like those random overthrows just for the sake of just being random.
Yeah, I mean, like I could see like if you're – getting hit or something, or if you are seriously under pressure, missing a pass even when you're at the threshold, because the under pressure cam's a thing. Quarterbacks do get hot feet there a little bit, but like when you have 95 accuracy and it's supposedly over the threshold, and I'm fine with no QB thresholds. I'm fine with a guy that has 95 throw accuracy to being accurate 95% of the time. So 1 out of 20 times you roll wrong, like right? It's like D&D rolling, like you know, you love D&D, rolling a natural one or something, and. You're just like, oh, fuck, I got super unlucky there. And sure, maybe it's not great, but that's I'm fine with that. But they've said they've had thresholds for quarterbacks for 2 years now, and I'm not seeing any of it. So I don't even know what to believe anymore. And that's kind of the most frustrating part is that, like, we just don't know. Like, tell us which way it is, and we can adapt.
Yeah, I think this game's so weird. We know there's thresholds for, like, certain animations, but overall, like, when it comes to gameplay, like, I've seen 99 power move go against, like, 90 pass block power, and it doesn't create any like doesn't like run right by the guy or doesn't like make anything extra. So I just think that the ratings just kind of just are on the card, but they don't actually do anything.
Well, I wouldn't go that far at all.
Well, at the top tier, if you're going against another guy, do you have if this game is supposed to be a chess match? If I know my opponent has a left tackle as a pass block finesse guy,
yeah,
and his pass block power is low, I bring out has pass block power out there, but because the line plays so weird, you don't really get pressure with four, even if your guy has a plus 10 advantage over a guy in that category. So, well, on the low end, you'll see it though, but on top end, you don't.
Yeah, I mean. Couple things to unwrap there. This time of year, there is no chess match like that. Like, you could say early in the year where you had to give up things because there were lesser cards, you could potentially make that stuff. But I definitely believe pass block finesse. I tested it. That's why I believe.
Well, I know it works, but I only see the motherfuckers come screaming in when, like, it's a obviously goal line. So overalls do actually matter. But when I see, like, I'm trying to think, there's a card in this game that's, like, really, like, that what's that boy's name? The Marcus Cannon. The Patriots guard.
Okay.
Like, he's a really bad pass block power guy.
Okay.
But he's out here just pancaking fucking Reggie White.
Huh. I'd have to see evidence of that. So, I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe you. I don't know how to react to that. I know those are stats that go against each other because I tested it earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Unless they patched it somehow. And then I even did a test this week testing chemistries and showing that stats, speed stat matters and chemistry stat matters there.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that's the worst. Like, it's inconsistent, right? We don't know what we don't know. And we'd have to test it ourselves rather than EA telling us because they just want to be able to make change to the game willy-nilly without telling us. Like, do you believe, and we'll talk about the patch in a little bit, but I just want to talk about this as a little teaser into that for later. Do you believe the patch buffed running the ball and break tackles?
Oh, hell yeah. Easily. There's no, like, I don't know what, this patch broke everything, but the amount of broken tackles I haven't seen, they don't make any sense. Like, I have literally ran in the back, because you told me to keep Bethea with secure tackler, because I was thinking about picking up Amos, because I can get 99 zone speed and hit power on him, whereas with my Bethea, I can only get, I can get one or the other. I can get 99 speed in zone, or 99 speed and 99 hit power. I can't go, or 98 hit power. I can only max out his hit power 98. So he has secure tackler, Amos doesn't. Yeah. But this motherfucker, I'm using him, Gutfox. I go in for a hit stick against a running back who just gets the ball. He eats the hit stick and it obviously falls forward for 5 yards.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, that's okay. So I'm like, I'm moving at full momentum here. Running back just gets the ball and eats the hit stick. And then even playing other games where a guy will throw a pass to the running back out of the backfield, and the running back breaks the first tackle and then runs out of bounds to negative 4 yards. I mean, if he just caught the ball and falled, like a regular, it's got tackled, it'd have been a gain of one.
Yeah.
So sometimes it works out for your opponent, but most of the times, works against your opponent, but usually works for them all the time. So I don't know why the running backs are breaking a lot more tackles now.
It's 100%.
I don't think this is because of Chris Johnson. I think this is a mistake. Like, this has to be a mistake because there's no reason that they dropped. Because Chris Johnson would have been fine in the game prior to this, in terms of that. Because he had high break tackle, and it made sense. My McCaffrey out here on a play of house rules last week, I think he broke like four tackles on one play.
That's why I have secure tackler on almost everybody that I can get. Like, my safeties are my only ones without secure tackler. And they're giving up fucking long runs, and it's pissing me off. Earl Thomas getting his tackle broken like nothing.
Yeah, I ended up picking up Cam Chancellor because of that. I got Cam Chancellor. I got, what's that boy's name? I got Earl Thomas too, but he can't get his tackle because the EA's petty, only at 91. But yeah, I basically play those guys at the safety spot or cornerback spot when they're in the red zone, because that's when it's the most rampant. But everybody, I think we're noticing a lot more now because since everybody falls forward, everybody runs I formation. Split wide receiver and just run stretch and toss. That's all everybody does now. So you're seeing a lot more bigger tackle because everybody's running two formations.
It's gotten bad. It really has. And I really hope by the end of this week, we can get into the patch talk now. We can jump ahead. Yeah. I really hope by the end of this week, that this patch does fix a few things. Obviously, the field goal block glitch that I posted, that fall forward. I mean, like, here's the thing. I've done videos on the issues with Madden. I know that I can patch everything, and they're going to try and get some of that stuff done before Madden 20. And I really do wish them the best. And, I mean, the game right now is rough, as we all know. But do you think competitive Madden players, one, are they going to play on this broken patch, or are they hoping for the patch to come and fix their game before the tourney this weekend for the fall forward?
I think the reason why the patch is coming out as soon as it is because they are trying to get this tournament patch done properly, because nothing's gonna be more embarrassing than playing on a main stage for all this money when a guy loses a game because he gets stopped in the backfield but he drags him forward for a first down. Like, that's what you can't have happen. Like, you can have all the fucking aggressive catches happen, that's kind of spectacular football, and I'm like, whatever, yeah, it's still around, ran around the dice, but it looks dope. This doesn't look like it looks broken. Like, the best catch you can kind of explain away. That guy has 9-9 jumping. He has this, he has that. And so, therefore, he's why he caught the pass. But when dudes is out here literally just running the ball 45, like, giving running back the ball 30 times in a game, is just running stretch and toss the entire time because they're going to get positive yards for falling forward 90% of it, like, that's they're definitely trying to get the patch out. That's the reason why I think the patch is coming out as soon as it is, because they're trying to get it out before this tournament because they don't want to be embarrassed publicly.
Yeah, I mean, like, do they care about how their game, like, looks on the field? Like, in the end, football's football. They can always talk around how badly, like, the games look. Like, because to an outside, like, how many outsiders are watching this competitive man stuff versus how many people in the community that know the issues are watching this competitive man stuff? Because on maybe ESPN, I think they're doing it on, which ESPN? Not two, but the news, they're playing it. Like, how many people watching ESPN casually will notice a fall forward bug? Probably not much.
Yeah, I get you on that.
Twitch... Everybody's gonna, if you don't just have it muted and in the background to get your competitive tokens like I do, if you're watching there, if you're watching on Twitch and Madden, you're part of the community, right? You know the bugs with it. You know the issues. Like, Madden just, it's the game, right? Like, so, while on one hand we know the issues, I don't think these competitive tournaments, like, the goal for them is to try, it's like an advertisement, right? And they're advertising more casual, so if the game is just run, stretch, focused, kind of that stuff, like, in the end, like, casuals are kind of used to watching a little bit of a high-end run game, maybe. People don't really notice the issues. If the announcers aren't pointing it out, if people aren't pointing out the flaws, it's really hard to notice them, right? To the casual?
To the casual, yes. But my thing is, you don't want to be on, you don't want to, because usually it's always a viral clip. So, if this is going to be live and somebody loses a game because of that fall forward glitch and it goes viral, that's what you don't want. You don't want to see somebody freaking out because of something that they couldn't control. It's supposed to be a game based off skill, and if obviously the dice, with the randomness that happens, dice rolls, this is not a dice roll. It happens so often and so frequently that you can literally game plan around this, which is not really
true.
Yeah, which you don't want, because, like, if you're playing for all this money and you know your opponent's running a fullback dive, and you got two dudes there, and he still just his fullback or his 120 pound fast running back just runs forward and gets the first down when you played it perfectly, and somebody loses their mind and freaks out like Chaos did a couple years ago, that's gonna go viral, and you don't want that. That's why they fined them a lot of money for that, or allegedly.
Oh, did they really? We'd have to have Chaos on the pod. We haven't had Chaos on the pod, have we?
You have not. We had him on the pod. I believe we had him on the pod.
Did we really?
We've done this so much, I think we had Chaos on the pod.
This is our 157th time. There's been a lot of guests. let me search for him on my channel. But, yeah, it would be good to have Chaos. We did?
Yeah, it was episode 94, so that was...
Holy shit.
a year ago.
It was well over a year ago. Yeah.
Get him back on.
But anyways... Like, okay, could you imagine somebody doing the field goal block glitch in a competitive tournament? Could you imagine what about that glitch where people get tackled, fall down, and they get back up and run for a touchdown? Or the one that Clint just replied to on Twitter today about the wide receiver catching a ball in the end zone and it turns into a touchback? You know that one?
Yeah, I saw that one earlier. Noble CBJ posted it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said it's because the... defense outcome was supposed to win on the catch, but it stuck to the wide receiver somehow. So the game thinks it's a touchback. That's so funny. That is hilarious. He said they're confident the root cause is fixed in the next update. So hopefully this next patch, I imagine, is going to be the last of the year. I mean, it is March, and EA is firmly looking to 20 at this point. So with it, I would imagine, like, it. What do you think? Yes or no? To this statement, they are playing the Madden competitive tournament this weekend on the new patch.
Yes, or the old patch, not saying anything about it. There's no way they can play on this current patch that we got.
You think they're going to roll back the patch?
If they can't,
right now.
Well, not for us. Maybe for them. I'm trying to do right because Kratos said early this week they're going to put the patch out, and it's early this week. Now he's saying this. Upcoming weekend or this upcoming, like, Friday?
Did he really? He said last week, this week.
I thought you said early this week. I don't remember.
No,
was it late?
I think you said late.
We're going to do some investigation right now.
Okay. Well, but you do that. I'll talk. You go ahead and investigate. Yeah. I'll talk for a second. I think what they usually do in competitive tournaments, if they're doing it, if the competitors have their way, which they probably should since it's their tournament, they play the competitive tournament on the previous patch while the rest of the game is updated. So say we get a patch Thursday. If the competitive tournament happens Thursday, playing on a brand new patch without players being able to test it and see it, they play the day of, that would be crazy. So I would imagine all their games are going to be in the old patch. That is how a rational tournament would do it. That's how I think they've done it in other games in the past. Mm-hmm. Madden, I don't know if they've done that in the past. I don't really pay that much attention to competitive Madden. I'm not too interested in it, but that is kind of... We'll see. I mean, I think competitors would be pretty pissed if they had to play on a new patch the day of. Did you find anything, Tex?
At the same damn time, everybody can play the same patch, so shut up. But it says second half of next week, so what does
second
that mean?
Half, so it'll be this second later this week.
Second half of next week, so but isn't so Wednesday's second half though, so right? So,
yeah,
these words
maybe
are stupid.
Maybe it's already out. Yeah,
but so yeah, I wouldn't mind them all playing a new patch at the same time, but then I think it'd be better to go back to something more predictable, so that way because you know what that patch detailed as opposed to getting. I understand the unfairness of it, but if everybody's playing on the same level, like play on the same playing field, I'm cool with that. Like if they all got to go out there and experience it at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, I get
kinda,
it.
Yeah,
I understand your complaint. I just know they don't like playing on things that they haven't been practicing on, because then the practice is kind of for naught. But anyways, moving on from the patch, you think they might roll back this patch?
Well, not for us. We're probably gonna have to play through it because they really wanted to roll it back. They rolled it back at that time, but we talked to Kratos, said that they can't actually go back and do that because they already got the. They don't see it as being as big of an issue as we do, but they're not gonna roll back for us. Yeah. I'm saying for them, because they actually care about them more than they care about us. Because I don't know why, but they do a lot. I'm telling you, I dead ass think that they would not be looking to put this patch out as soon as possible if the competitive tournament wasn't coming up. I think they have to do this to save face. I think if the competitive tournament was in April, they wouldn't have done this patch.
No, I don't agree with that take at all. Like, I think this patch is demanded by the community. They would have done it anyways. And I don't think really the competitors moved it up. If anything, the competitors want to push this patch back after this tournament. We're not seeing eye to eye on that one at all, Tex.
No, I just think they do a lot of things for them. And this is one of the things as well. Is like, well, we can't have... I just don't think they want to be embarrassed. And all this stuff shaped up for them to be embarrassed on stage. Because I can't wait for the guy getting out there running fullback dive if they're playing in this current patch and just getting 15 yards.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously EA doesn't want to be embarrassed on stage like they have been in the past by a few players. It's so weird with, like, competitive Madden. Essentially, all this entire thing is advertising for EA, right? They only want these competitive players to advertise their game, right? Is there anything that... Does EA really care about finding who's the best? Or does EA care about the marketing these people provide them?
I think the marketing. I don't think they care about finding out the best because there's always new players there. So I think you just kind of go based off the marketing because you can't rely on one person. Is Problem even in this tournament?
No. I think he's commentating it, though.
Yeah, so that's one of the guys that you could consistently rely on, and he's not even in this tournament right now. So it's never about the names. It's mostly about just their branding, and this is all about – it's a big old branding issue.
Yeah, getting Madden on ESPN and marketing it that way. So, like, they don't want – like, and that's, I think, a little bit of disconnect between, like, I feel like some of the community and EA. Like, the community wants to find out who's the best. EA cares about the marketing. And the people who care about who's the best, don't, like, they want – I don't know where I'm going with it. I guess they don't really care about the marketing as much. So I don't really have a point there other than – EA just wants it to look good on the stage, and if people shout about it, that's not a good look for EA, and it's probably not a good look for competitive Madden going forward. But I got no other take there. I guess I didn't really think through it. Anyways, so free agent and that promo interrupting the MVPs. What do you think of that, Tex?
I don't think EA had anything planned for Friday, so they dropped something that probably was planned for later on. That's weird.
Really?
Right, wow. That's such a weird... Like, if you knew you had this promo coming on Friday, I mean, on Monday, why would you just drop 10 MVPs knowing what that's going to cause in the community?
You think people are... Like, I see that anger. Why are people angry?
Oh, mostly because people just want they want to be able to build their best theme team, obviously. It's just annoying when they choose 10 random teams, and your team's not a part of that random first set of 10. So it's just like, now I got to wait. If you do these every single Friday going forward, and mine's not out next week, I got to wait 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks to buy these players that I want, which people don't want. Like, they kind of rather have... Plus, people are also kind of annoyed that they're kind of bleeding out content so they can do daily content. So people don't like that as well. Like, instead of just dropping all this at once, you're going to bleed this thing out, which has been, like, their calling card for a while. Like, we'll drop this, and then we'll drop this, and we'll drop this. Like, you can just drop all this at once, bro. Like, we'll be happy. So it just seems weird timing that they had this promo where they're going to drop daily content on Monday, and then Friday give us 10 cards that people actually care more about. Because the free agents are cool, but they're not 97 overalls that are going to improve your team right now, you know? Like, you can get some 95s there, you can get some, but none of those cards are commissioned them anyway, so you got to wait until they add the Kims to them, so you can't even actually play with them on your theme team until that day comes. Unless they already got a power-up, obviously. So it just, people love the MVP program, and they got scouts, they got these players, they want to hit the Nat says, try and get the players, and EA is kind of holding back for some reason that people don't agree with.
Yeah. Sorry. I think that the portion that I agree most with you right there, and why to be angry, is that they're stretching out the content. I can see that. Not giving us all 32 last Friday is disappointing. And last Friday I woke up disappointed that we're only getting 10. So I will agree with that there. Otherwise, basically having the free agent promo interrupt the MVP promo, I thought was fine. Like, if we got MVPs this Monday and we got them Wednesday, we were like, okay, cool. Like, that's fine. That's cool. Whatever. And not getting on Monday has kind of got a lot of people angry, especially you see it in the Madden Daily stuff. But here's the thing. Free agent promo, I absolutely adore it. I think, yeah, sure, there's some bad cards here. They're doing some limiteds. But, like, Earl Thomas, Le'Veon Bell. Hey, Le'Veon Bell can already go on everybody's team. But now Earl Thomas, too, can be on my Steelers theme team, as weird as that is. I think, like, this is it's almost like we've been conditioned to constantly complain. And this just seems like a battle we shouldn't fight. Right? This should be something like, hey, you're giving us more content, but we want the other stuff. Well, you'll get it eventually, right? Like, let's just enjoy this content that we currently have. Like, I honestly, you know, maybe disappointing some of the solos were on Monday. They weren't disappointing on Tuesday with those competitive solos. Those, me and Tex were talking about before the podcast, how good those were. The free agent promo is content, and maybe it's not content for top end teams outside of two players. But there are more than just us in this game. There's more than just, you know, me with my God squad. There's people that had those lower-end squads. And by the time these guys sign with teams, then you'll be able to put them on your theme team. They'll have the team chem. Obviously, my Steelers are not going to get a lot of free agents, as we traditionally don't. So it's not for me or my theme team. But still, I don't think we should be complaining about getting amazing content. So I am liking Mutt right now. I think Mutt right now... and maybe we can still complain about the same things we complain. I still don't love scouts, all that stuff. I think Mutt right now is about as good as a place as it is all year in 19, which again, I gotta give props to the Mutt team. It's up there for me right now. What do you think, Tex? Like, how is Mutt? Is Mutt engaging with you right now?
Yeah, it's doing a lot of good stuff. Really wish that they still did better stuff in the offseason with packs and value, but
yeah,
the content.
There are always suggestions, and there are always issues for them to improve, of course.
Yeah. So, like, there are some good stuff here. I guess it just seems like I get what they're doing with this. I don't know why. I don't want cars, no Team Kim right now. It just seems weird to me. It's just like, we'll drop all these cars. If they sign, they sign. And then we'll add a chemistry to them after the fact. Just like, so they're cars that you can buy, but you can't really use until when they add the Kim, which might not be for, like, till, like, next week.
Yeah, you know what they should have done. Like I said this, I think the first time I saw it on stream, they should have done this kind of like the draft promo in 13. You get these players, and then you put them into a team set, and then if you get that right, you get a certain number of coins. If you guess that Darius Smith was going to the Packers, and you put his 93 into the Packers set, you locked it in there, you just made 500,000 coins. I don't know. It's just a random number. Like, but you're locking in a 93, so that's kind of a high-risk bet. So, mm-hmm. like, maybe if you lock it in and you get the team right, you get 500K and this Zadarius Smith Packers player back once he signs. That would have been kind of neat. What do you think about that, Tex?
Yeah, that would have been really fun, just the gambling aspect of it, just trying to figure out who's going to sign where. Because obviously, some easy choices. So you'd have been like, you would have saw like Landon Collins. I knew Landon Collins was going to stay in the division because he seemed like a petty type. So I was like, either the Cowboys or Redskins, one of those two teams he's going to stay with. And he went, obviously, he went there. So if you would have, like, if you're a Redskins fan, you think, oh, we got Landon Collins coming here, and you put him in that set, and all of a sudden, you got a bunch of coins coming away, plus that card back. That would have been super fire. How cool. I think that would have been better, because it seemed like what they did here, they drop a bunch of cards and just say, wait until next week. You guys wait. You'll be excited next week to pick these players up. You'll be excited to use this Jason Brand on your theme team next week. How about now? I live for the now. I might not be here next week.
Live hard, die young, leave a beautiful corpse. That's it, Texas,
man. Yes.
Or how awesome would it have been when Anthony Barr debated people, everybody put his card in like the Jet set, and then he totally goes back and signs again with the Vikings. Oh man, the community would have been in flames, and that would have been fucking hilarious.
He would have been like, "Yo, Barr, it'd have been like, Barr, you owe me the card." But Barr would have been the most hated person ever. Like,
yeah,
he already sucks in Mutt this year, but he'd have been like, next year he'd have been like, nobody using that guy's card.
He's a Mutt community darling. Would have instantly done a heel turn. Oh God, I would have loved that. Anyways. These things they could have done. They could have made it more, like, while the free agent is topical, they could have made it more engaging, in my opinion. So there's still things, obviously, to improve. But overall, I'm fine with what Mutt is doing right now. Sure, stretching out the content, but it does leave us engaged on a day-to-day basis, which is something we've asked for. And I think it's fine. It's better than doing nothing for 6 days a week than dropping a whole bunch of shit on Friday, in my opinion. I do like shit every day, like different limiteds during the day. We get rewards, we get house rules events, that kind of stuff. So, anyways, I think that's what I want to talk about with anything else on free agent promo. How would you say it's going so far for the free agent MVP promo? Rated out of 10 for each one.
Free agent, I don't think this is good right now. I think it'd be good next week. The players are cool. Obviously, top-end players are great. Le'Veon Bell and the Earl Thomas, but it just seems pointless, because like if you're a Lions fan and you want to use as 95 Ezekiel Ansah, if he doesn't get a power up, you can't use him on your theme team. So he's really only going to be good for whatever team he decides to sign with. Has he signed? Did he go somewhere?
Maybe by the time this goes live.
Yeah. So I think what they probably should have did was just put their main teams back on here, and then if they were to leave, then give you the option to buy that card with. Just change the scheme came on that card without having the power up. I think that'd have been a little bit better. If that was the case, I would have gave this a 10. But because a lot of these players that are top end players, maybe for some people's theme team, they won't be able to use, I'm gonna go ahead and give it a 6.
Wow. Okay. 6. What's that?
Except for the free agents, MVP is still like those teams are still like at like 9s and 8s because of the fact those players are actually. At least some of them are good on a lot of teams. I'm telling you, Gutfox, I'm gonna keep. Reminding you that they keep dropping cards that are terrible on everybody else's teams, but good on theme teams because they know people are using theme teams now, which is lazy. I don't like that.
Yeah, just more of their content stretching out of content. But here's the thing, like these guys, like who do you want with high 90 speed? Like Earl Thomas is not a high 90 speed type of guy right now. Like 95 speed seems fine with him. Like that seems even generous.
Well, no, yo, I was saying Earl Thomas and like Le'Veon Bell are like two, like the cards. I need more cards like that. I need more cards like the. Like that. I need less cards like the Mike Evans.
Oh, that alone. But Mike Evans is not exactly known as a burner.
I know that. But a lot of cards in this game are known as burners, and they got speed. Like, it's Mutt, man. Like, give me at least 93 speed so I can get him to 90 on his power, but like at least 97. I'm going to be out here with a rock with a 94 speed receiver. You crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could see that point more so for legends that they kind of disrespect, like the speed, like the blunt.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff, that's an issue totally. But like guys like Fitz and Suggs, even though they're basically like Fitz is shit now because everybody's getting the 90s catching, so he doesn't do anything except for barely move down the field. I don't know. Like there are some guys that are questioning speed, other ones that I'm like, yeah, they're just not good players in Mutt, and they never have been because they're not fast in real life. And Mutt and the gameplay has a trouble balancing stats, especially late in the year, because All those Lawrence Taylors, all those Megatrons can do everything because that's just how Mutt is around Ultimate Legend time. So you need somebody that can get that 99 speed, that high route running and stuff because, you know, that's just the way the game's played.
See, I get that, but maybe it's on the gameplay team to make these cards actually, this stuff mean something? Because, like, I just don't see the point in Keenan Allen existing or Mike Evans existing with 91 and 92 speed. We can go get Calvin Johnson and Randy Moss, who do the same exact thing but fast, like you were just saying.
There's like a little bit of a philosophy we have right here, and a little bit of kind of like a game balance discussion we want to go to. Mm-hmm. Now, there's the complaints that every card plays the same, and you're saying we should make every card play the same. That way, we'll see other cards being played. Now, the contrary opinion is, hey, maybe we should make players play how they played in real life, and then people would always just choose Megatron and Mike Vick and the guys that kind of, because of Ultimate Legends and they got high stats, they choose them because who wouldn't want Mike Vick? You know, his first overall draft pick, he was amazing for a few years, was great in Philadelphia for the year. And so everybody runs the same teams. So do you want guys playing the exact same on the field and every card being the exact same, or do you want to see a lot of the same cards on teams this time of year because they're just most effective and they played like they played in real life?
I kind of want to see a little more variety because I feel like everybody kind of has been using Michael Vick all year long because there's nobody that comes out better than him. Every quarterback comes out, like, is good, but none of them are better than Michael Vick because of how, especially not now, like, that quarterback's done. But, like, at the time, the 92 Michael Vick, like, everybody, they'll drop quarterbacks that, like, had moves, but on, like, 89 speed. But then they'll drop quarterbacks that are, like, Nick Foles, who have good accuracy, but they don't mean a goddamn thing. So why sacrifice the speed for the accuracy? It don't mean anything. So I just don't. I think that'd be a better way to go about it. So we see more variety as well as stop dropping cards for the sole purpose of them being good only on the theme team. That's what I don't like to see. This DeMonte Casey is not a 97 overall. There's no fucking way he is. There's no way he's one overall higher than this Earl Thomas. With 88 hit power and 89. Like, what?
Wait, what?
This DeMonte Casey
is 98 overall.
I know he's one overall lower. I mean, sorry, lower. Yeah, okay. And Earl Thomas is better.
Faster. What?
Yeah, it's just like So, but on a theme team, when Casey gets his power up, it's going to be amazing. So yeah. I want to see more players being used, but not just more players having bad ratings because they can be good on the theme team.
Gotcha.
That's what I want to see. I think that's kind of a lazy way to go about it. You're holding card because we had that same actually back in Madden 17. Remember when EA with golden tickets? If you put mobile blocking and pick specials on a card, they lower the speed because they like, oh, he'll get the speed here anyway. So I'm just like, no. And if you didn't put it on there, their speed was higher than the card with the mobile blocking. It's just like, what kind of petty shit is that? So I just think that's kind of a lazy way to go about putting cards out. Just it'll be good if you get the right chemistries on them. Like, that's code for that card sucks. that's what that code is for.
But like KZ, he ran a 4.5 4.40. You want that? Get 99 speed?
No, I mean he don't gotta get 95 speed, but he just has to be usable. Like when you power him up, can you power him up? But
like
he's not.
Like then how do you make the only thing that makes a card usable? Like this is tough for the Mutt team to do is the speed. How does the Mutt team change that?
Well, he can also have higher hit power. He can also have better zone. He can have better block shit. There's other stuff on this dude's card that can be really good. Like comparing this guy to Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor is ridiculous. Sean Taylor is obnoxiously ridiculous. And it's just like, Casey, don't gotta be Sean Taylor, but like, I feel like any safety that comes out in this game, you compare him to Sean Taylor. And I don't know. Sean Taylor might legit be like higher than a 99 overall.
Here's the thing, like, this is fucking KZ. If you ask 100 people,
hey man,
you think a single fucking soul would know who this guy is? Go out, 100 people, go to Atlanta and ask 100 people. I bet you might get one or two. Like, so, and then it's Sean fucking Taylor. Of course he should be better standing than KZ.
Oh, I'd rather have
a Kazoo kid than KZ.
But it's a one
He's
overall.
Got better Q rating.
It's a one overall difference, Fox. Just think about it. It's just like, it's not consistent. It's like they held him back and just threw the number on his card. That's what it seems like to me. I'm done ranting about that, though.
I'm just saying, it's fucking KZ versus Sean motherfucking Taylor. And
I get you, but it's also a one overall difference. And in this game, where if you look at one overall difference, it's usually plus ones.
I mean, there's a large difference at the top end of the spectrum from 97 to 99.
Which is so weird to me. Like, how does one card from a 97 to a 98 just, when they're two different players, obviously, just don't look nothing alike. I don't get it.
To be fair, I think Casey's got much better catching too than Tanner.
Okay, cool. That makes sense in this game when nobody drops picks. Cool.
you haven't seen me stream, huh? Shantae's got better stream.
You don't get mad at the drop picks. You get mad at the tip drill not working. It's never a drop pick. It's the fact you spent all that training, and like I have as well, I mean, on tip drill, and they don't catch the ball.
It's 21 catch in traffic, 29 spec catch difference. But then, yeah, six catching difference. But yeah, Sean Taylor has almost everything else. Oh, I guess less play rec. Oh, way less man coverage on Sean, -7, and -28 to press. So KZ can play like a slot too. So, I mean, like, it's still -1, but like, just imagine how hard it is getting to like a 99 on your team. You gotta have 99s everywhere. So, like, near the top end, it feels like it's harder to get to 99 overall than maybe, 66 or 67. So the ones matter more at the top end.
Who do you want your Pittsburgh MVP to be?
It's going to be TJ Watt. It doesn't matter what I want it to be. It's going to be TJ Watt.
Well, who do you want, though?
Can I say Troy Polamalu and get away with it?
No, you can't say that. Who the roster that you want? He's your MVP. Oh, he's your MVP from like 4 years ago.
Yeah, dude. Ship it. I don't care. You won't hear me complaining.
Hey, I just sniped Devon over 250, by the way, checking these cards.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, GutFox.
Yeah, it's a golf clap.
I'm going to go quick to the bitch and re-roll. Let's get it!
Get it!
I'm not doing that at all.
But anyways, so, yeah. Anyway, all right, let's move on the MVPs.
Big Ben.
So, Madden 20 had a few leaks lately, and this is going to be a video on the main channel, so for those who are watching this, check us out on the second channel linked in the description below where we're doing the full podcast. But Sports Gamers Online, a website I trust and a man I know, we've had SGO on, and he has leaked. He had it says from a reliable source, and I trust him. So we're going to go through these Madden 20 leaks and talk about our thoughts on them. If the past Madden timelines are correct, Texas and I will just go through this line by line. Madden 20 should be releasing worldwide in August. So, yeah. Madden 18 released August 1st. Do we think we're getting an August 1st release date again? He doesn't really mention when it's going to go in this leak.
August 1st. I think that's kind of the best thing to do because it gives people time to play. So, it was... I like it around. I kind of like it middle of August, but I don't want to be like that because that's my job. So as opposed to people who don't have time to play during school time, I think August 1st is a good time just to get the start of that quarter.
I think they're trying to move it up because the further they go back, the closer they get to like maybe holiday season, more competition there. But that's really not that close to holiday season. But yeah, get people out of school because NCAA used to be the summer thing, and then you get Madden right like late August. So now they have no longer NCAA, it seems like they are continuing to moving Madden up, give it like a 50-week cycle instead of 52. So maybe I would say August, early August is a good bet for the newest Madden. Even in July would be freaking hot. I just want to keep moving it up. I want more Madden even sooner. So new modes. Madden 20 seems to have a couple new modes that aren't present in the current operations or generation of Madden. Per our source, other single-player modes include options simulating seasons as a coach. That's just franchise mode. Campaign mode, where you create your own player and play through an immersive world story and challenges both on and off the field. So, this is something we've been talking about for a while. Ever since I retweeted Michael Young's tweet on story mode, and we even talked about it on the podcast months ago, this is kind of confirming what Michael Young alluded to, the creative director of Madden, that we're getting a campaign mode. How are you excited about a campaign mode to replace long shot text?
I'm hoping that because as more information comes out about the campaign mode, hopefully you can choose different positions because it seemed like it was just what quarterback one for now on. But I'm excited about anything better than long shot. Let me get that out of the way. I'm going ahead right now. I am excited about something different coming into the game. And if this campaign mode is had time spent on it and they actually got some really cool elements about it that we can actually get out here and like create our own players and any position other than lineman, obviously, and just have some fun. I'm here for it.
Yeah, like you talk about QB1,
yeah,
and they even mention it. They mention it in the video where I'm showing it on the screen right now. playable Pro Bowl, face of the franchise, QB1/franchise. So QB1 is what it's called, aka maybe face of the franchise. There's a Netflix series that's out right now called QB1. So interesting that it's titled very similarly, even though EA had nothing to do with the Netflix series. So QB1 is the title. So it's you're basically locked into a quarterback, full stop, right?
So it looks like, I guess that'd probably be the best way, which basically means you could just, instead of playing as Devin Wade, you get, I wonder if this is supposed to be Longshot 3, but then I was just saying, instead of doing Devin Wade, we're having to create their own character.
Yeah, so it's basically Devin Wade with your face in it. Because they got a face gen in here to talk about, maybe they have it lower in the article, to talk about in the video. So it's just, it's Devin Wade, but your avatar. It's, I mean, it's better than Longshot, right? Isn't that what people want? To be that superstar, that face of the franchise, just, of their own franchise?
We just want to play the game, not watch a movie. I don't buy EA games to play a cutscene. I'm good.
Well, isn't your favorite game of all time a wow, I can't even think of the name right now. What's that one by Konami?
Konami?
Not Konami.
Is it Telltale?
No, not Telltale either. Okay. Anyways, I think it is. For some reason, I'm only thinking of Splinter Cell, but it's not Splinter Cell.
Fallout?
No.
That's my favorite game, Fallout New Vegas.
I know. I fucked up. Moving on! I'm cutting it! It's cut out!
All right.
So, Madden 19 has a coach mode. From doing stuff, digging. So, doing some digging, the community wasn't satisfied with how the mode played out. From doing some digging. How much digging do you need to yell about us hating the franchise mode? While we were able to pick the plays, you still had to manually kick and punt. There were some bugs on defense where a player could become human control without player not. Wait, what? Does this paragraph make any sense at all?
Madden 19 coach mode. We were able to pick normal. Okay. Your defense player could become a human control without player knowing. Oh, okay. So I guess we're talking about like when you would like lock. So like you know when you're trying to play squads, if you're trying to ghost, your player just stays there.
Oh, is this like?
I wonder if he's talking about coach mode where you can just like not have to. You can pick your plays, but not have to actually control your player.
Oh no! Yeah, sorry, I misinterpreted this entire goddamn paragraph. No, you're right. There's a bug where. Okay. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Is that a bug though? It might be a bug in CFM. It's not a bug in squads. Yeah.
No, not a bug in squads. No, so it's my bad. I'm the idiot. There's not much known about this coach mode, but a true simulation coach mode could make many Madden fans happy. Is it possible that Madden would invoke a simulation idea like franchise hockey manager, out of the park baseball? It would be incredible, wouldn't it? Yeah. I've probably played, I don't know, 50 hours of out of park baseball in the last month. So yeah, I'm very into that right now. This is if Madden has half the franchise mode or coach mode that out of the park baseball has. Sign me right the fuck up. I'm ending this YouTube channel. I'm just doing that the whole time. We are now a simulating YouTube channel. I would definitely be down for that. So we'll see what's up with the coach mode. I'm a big fan of simulations. Texas, how much do you like to be simulated?
Not enough. But not much. I don't know how to answer that question. I was like simulated. I'm like.
We just got demonetized by...
No, because, see, I get the innuendo there, but I'm like, this is the matrix you're living in right now. This is what we're doing.
People are going to listen to this. There are no children listening to it, but there are good-natured folk. Yeah. All right, campaign mode. What I'm really interested in the campaign mode, this is the first person it looks like, you're inserting yourself into the story. What is this ganjo journalism? It seems EA is moving away from the long-shot style campaign and giving the player their own story. Finally, it seems that EA has embraced the full-fledged single-player campaign akin to Emily Schultz's Road to the Show. So, campaign mode. Maybe we're just kind of talking about that already. We get a playable Pro Bowl. Tex, are you super psyched? I know in years past, Clint has said we can't do the Pro Bowl because it's hard to render 32 different teams' helmet at once on the same field. Are you super psyched about the Pro Bowl? Is this not really speak to you that much?
I couldn't care less. Maybe... And I don't care about CFM stuff's cool, all that stuff's dope, but Pro Bowl, like that's the least of my worries right now. Not being able to play a Pro Bowl, who cares? Like I'm glad those guys can actually get out here and do that, but I don't do CFM, so doesn't affect me none. I'll play CFM when they, which this hasn't announced, if they got co-op CFM, if I can play my buddy. If you and me can join a Steelers franchise and you be a running back and I be the receiver and bring them back to glory.
So a co-op friend, like, yeah, you can play against people, but yeah, that's not a bad idea.
No, I'm the same too.
I don't know if I'd be that into it though, because I don't play well with others. That's why I don't play squads. So
you'll pull a fool. I want the ball being thrown to me, and if I don't, I'm demanding a trade, and all of a sudden I'm playing a different team.
I'm gonna go AB on your ass so fucking fast, Tex, you won't even believe it. So playable Pro Bowl. I agree. It's the only cool thing that I like about this is that the community wanted it. And sure, it's not. It doesn't tickle my fancy. It really isn't for me. But EA implemented it because a lot of the community, a lot of the franchise side, has been demanding a playable Pro Bowl for years. So I think they brought it back. Good on them. But again, not anything I'm overly read about. So face editing. Extensive face editing tools give you control of the appearance of your own players. Create and save multiple custom players. I guess this is for QB1. They mentioned the video. It's a little bit for QB1. And just in general, you can put your own face in the game. Texas, are you going to give EA the license to your face without them paying you?
I would. I'm cool with that kind of being the game. I would rather them do the face scan instead of doing the face editing. That seems weird that you can just get out here and customize your face, I guess, however you want. I don't know how that's going to work. Why won't they copy the NBA Live method where you just had to like take a face scan and just send it?
Yeah, here's the thing. The above passage makes me believe that Madden 20 is doing away with the already created faces of yesteryear games and bring us an NBA 2K-like face editor. So it's going to be like 2K.
Okay.
So that's basically...
Well, 2K has a face scan. I guess it'll be fine. Like, yeah. It'd be cool, I guess, if you're trying to do, like... I feel like this is only good for content creators. Like, a lot of this stuff seems like it's only here for content creators right now.
Why do you don't think people would want to be in the game themselves?
I get you, but, like, I feel... I don't know, I feel like this is, if you're playing CFM and your face is there, it's cool, but, like, are you showing your family? Like, I'm mad right now. I don't know. Yeah. I might be hating. It just seems like, I don't really know if this was something they should
Here's
be
the thing, Texas.
Bragging about.
There's no better way of getting, like, upvotes or people to like your tweet than to shit on big people, all right? So okay. You shitting on content creators. We just got ourselves, like, a dozen more likes on this video, on this podcast. So cheers to you for that.
Okay.
But no, I think people like, do you think people of the NBA 2K community don't put their own, face in the game? Like, this is just part of the immersion aspect of it. Isn't it?
Yeah, I get that, but that's for content creations mostly though. Like some guys, like, I guess if they do the 2K face scan, not the face editor, but the 2K face scan where you go to the website and all that, cool. But if it's like a face editing where you go into a thing and you just kind of tweak somebody else's face as your face. I don't know how this is gonna go, bro. See, I don't.
I think that shit's hilarious. I want to see like Nicolas Cage in this shit. I love seeing those fucking
Nicolas Cage. Okay, see, yeah. Again, that's still mostly for content creators. People want to make those packages.
But it's hilarious to look at the memes. I love the memes.
It'd be funny to see what Nicolas Cage's face underneath the face mask at quarterback. You're not winning that game at all. Yeah, I don't know, man. Because if they it should have been. It's just weird that all the other games have this technology, and Madden's gonna have us out here having, like, somebody's gonna figure out a way to like fucking do this stuff properly, and then that'd be kind of dope to see those videos. But I just, man, either just copy 2K's face scan, copy Live's face scan, or get the F out. GTFO.
Wait, Live's got a face scan? They could literally copy and paste that into Madden.
Yeah, Live had a face scan for 2 years, I think. Well, you can scan your face in Madden.
I'm surprised we didn't have it last year then. Yeah, if they had it for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that's basically guaranteed then if Live has it, right?
I mean,
it's literally the same studio,
you
the
would
same
think,
people just about.
I bet EA thought Live was a guaranteed slam dunk because they got Mutt, and you saw how that worked.
I mean, somebody told me to download Live's Mutt, or whatever, LUT, and to play it. I downloaded it because it was free. I looked at it, I'm like, wow, this sucks. And then I literally spent 30 minutes looking at the menus, looking at the auction house.
Yeah.
Like, this auction house sucks. Like, why? I don't know why.
Yeah.
Seems like they rebuilt it for no reason.
I saw just to stay in the. I don't know why they built. Maybe keep the lights or something. But I was talking to. I'm not talking. I was a tweet from an NFL player or a college player. He's like, I bought Live for $6. He said I should have bought a fucking hot and ready from the little CC's.
Little
CC's. I'm like, that game's not good.
No,
it gave $6 and it's still ass.
And here's the thing: every goddamn year, everybody's like, "Oh, Live is different this year. It's actually good this year." These fucking content creators that are brought out, it's treated like fucking royalty. Like, "Oh no, it's good this year." I'm like, "Are you sure? Are we talking about the same Live? And then, like, you see, like, a month later, nobody's fucking playing it. Like, oh, okay, yeah, your opinion means something.
Yeah.
Like, I just got us 12 more likes by shitting on other content creators.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Yeah, we're going to shit on all the liars out there being paid underneath the table. Not saying they're being paid. Tex, good. What?
I'll give you all the fucking credit in the world for that. You called that bullshit out right when that was happening. I'm like, really? I mean, they're saying it's good. Like, they've played it. It's got to be all right, right? I was like, I got to believe it. So I feel like the asshole for believing them that lie was to be good in Texas. Fucking straight up called that.
Duh. This is the reason why we're playing. I think I told you the story before, but for those that are familiar, me and Vic were playing, and the reason why I knew the game was gonna be ass was when all Vic had to do with Ben Simmons was run to the paint and dunk, and I couldn't stop him. And then this is the icing on the cake. Ben Simmons has attempted, I think, 4 threes all year. He's hit 0 of them. He does not know how to shoot threes. He does not know if he shoots with his left hand or his right hand. He's a good player, but he's not a jump shooter. This dude hit like 5 threes that game. I'm like, this game is fucking ass. I'm never playing it again.
And we appreciate your candor. So scenario editor, moving on. Scenario engine is an all new in-game system that can create personalized playable scenarios for your character. That's interesting. Like a rendering, like a. I don't know what it is. Let me read on. Including the scenario engine is interaction with other characters through in-game text messaging system. I swear to God, I made this joke. I'll make it on stream. I'll make it again. If I get a fucking text from my cousin asking me to go bowling, I swear to God, I'm ending it. I'm done. All right? If that happens again, fuck this shit. Branching dialogue options, dynamic events and challenges. The idea behind all this to build your NFL career that will be unique from another person's NFL career. What do you think of that, Tex? What do you think of... well, let me finish off his thoughts on it. This scenario engine gives me incredible whiff of NBA 2K's My Player mode. Everything from the in-game text message and dialogue options screams a full-fledged single-player experience. Tex, what's your opinion?
So, basically, you said you get to create personalized playable scenarios. So,
it says the in-game system that will create...
That can create personal scenario. It can't be that many scenarios. And so 2K is not many either. 2K is kind of just a story for the most part. You can choose where you go and who you sign with and promotion stuff, but 2K
it's not like watching Longshot, it was developed for 4 years and then it was put into game and it was developed for another year. How confident that we're gonna have a lot of different scenarios? How many branching paths do you think they really have in this game?
And it could be a lot. It could be one of those, what are they called, T-charts, where just you do this, does that, then do that, does that.
It's not going to be like a randomly generated like Minecraft map here. Like, that's not how EA does it. I can't even remember the name of it. Whatever. But it's not going to be like that, like, smart, right? It's just going to be like pre-assigned. You're right. It's going to be a flow chart.
Yeah, that's probably going to be as bare bones as possible. There might be multiple outcomes, because it depends on how much time they put into it. I mean, Netflix made Bandersnatch, I want to say, within like a year.
No, that shit took so long to produce.
It took forever? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I can look that up.
All right, you can look it up. See, because Bandersnatch had, like, there's still fucking outcomes, apparently, people hadn't even seen yet. And so...
Really?
Yeah, so if it's something that... If EA is only doing this after a year, I guess we got to find out if you get to talk to one of these developers, like how long they've been working on this. Because this is something they've been working on only for this year. It's probably not going to be as fully fledged as we would like. But anything different. But once again, this only really screams for content creators, man. Like I don't really see anything in here that is gonna like about gameplay being improved or anything. It just seems about a lot of stuff that people have been asking for, but. I kind of want to hear something about gameplay. I guess we'll find out about that soon enough, though.
You may be right. It doesn't look like it was as long as I thought. I thought somebody said it took like 3 years to do, but I guess maybe it's just a couple years to do Bandersnatch.
Okay.
Anyways, I didn't actually find a firm date on when they started with it, but
it could have been forever, because you know how ideas work, where somebody has the idea and then they have to fucking get it approved and they gotta fucking write this script for it to get that approved. It probably took more than fucking 2 years, to be honest with you.
I mean, it was the guy who did Black Mirror, so he was a well-known commodity. So what he wants, basically, he gets because he's so successful. But anyways, moving on from the My Player stuff, or whatever EA does with that. Madden Ultimate Team, you know, this is the Mutt channel. It seems that Mutt is getting some changes well below where the changes should be implemented in Madden 20. Superstar abilities in Mutt changes? Don't we already have abilities in this game, Tex? What's superstar abilities? Is this going to be like where we can slow down time or Got vision kill and bullshit, or like replay abilities. Downs and mutt?
What do we got? If superstar abilities were kind of like abilities that certain players could only, like, are good at, like, so like how Charles Tillman would be like peanut punch.
Yeah.
Or Odell Beckham get that ridiculous spec catch. Maybe that's the case, but my guess is superstar abilities are just going to just be abilities repackaged.
Like, you think it's going to be something like we'll have to put onto the character, like that kind of ability? Or, like, do you think basically it'll be like Odell gets his own, AB gets his own, like just the superstars have, like, maybe they're on the current screen that we have, you know, with the power-up screen. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be a special slot for them that you can choose and to add that special ability over, say, like Playmaker.
I don't think it's that deep, but I feel like it's just going to be abilities repackaged. Like, it'd be kind of cool if that was the case where it's like, okay, so you have, like, a player in the top 100. Like, just if EA went based off that, just players in the top 100. Well, no, okay. Because superstars are kind of hard. They're subjective.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, there's legends and stuff, too. What do they get?
Yeah, legends are different because they're Hall of Famers should get, like, abilities, not guys like Shockey, even though he was good. But it depends on what they decide. If they do that, where it's like, okay, so you got Luke Kuechly, and you can go with Secure Tackler, or you can go with the superstar ability where he'll diagnose, or he'll be able to do this better than he normally does. That'll be kind of cool to see, but I don't think it's like that. I just think superstar abilities are just going to be abilities repackaged.
Fair enough. Yeah, I can see repackaging there.
That's all. Like, a lot of things make sense to me.
I mean, they can always add new stuff. Like, maybe a superstar Earl Thomas free safety can read a route. So they show one route on the field that's coming. Maybe, I don't know, we'll see what superstars can do in Mutt. But, I mean, as much trouble as we've had with abilities, with deep route running, with Playmaker, I'm not exactly excited about their imbalance in the game and what we'll see. Next up, missions. A new way to...
Hey.
Woo! Navigate Madden Ultimate Team, finds item you want to acquire, and then follow step-by-step instructions and get them for your team. It seems like, well, let me read through these things. Pretty explanatory. Fans that end with the show will understand where missions are coming from. Might also be that Madden 20 will make you do certain things to acquire a card. For example, if you wanted a rare Ray Lewis card, you may have to meet requirements like sacks in game plus forced fumbles plus something else, meeting requirements to net you a card. Basically, like MLB the Show, like he says. Do you take that? Find items you want to acquire, then follow the step-by-step instructions to get them for your team. Do you like that MLB the Show kind of grind?
So
for your items, it's kind of like a Shaz grind almost.
Well, I would say it's basically just, like, this is why I think the abilities are repackaged, because missions are objectives right now. The Shazier Mutt Master was a mission, basically, by this definition.
Yep.
Where if you wanted to be a Shazier, you had to get all these fucking stats knocked out. And so, I don't see the point in changing it again. I guess with objectives, it ain't sexy, so missions and Mutt level will be what we got going forward.
Yeah.
I don't... we already have this, so I'm not going to complain about it. It's cool.
I mean, we're going to get more of this. We'll get like missions for like 84 overall cards now. Instead of just one card getting those specific stats, we'll have it for like many more cards. I think it'll make getting cards for your team a lot easier for like the no money spent crowd. And for that, I'd say cheers.
Okay. So if that's the case as well. So if we do indeed get them for, hey, pick up this gold card and get these objectives done for this amount of coins or this pack or whatever, I would be so down for that. Because that would be, I would add value to the pack trash. So, like, if they had one of the, if they did, like, obviously they're not going to do this shit with, like all the cards, but let's say they did a mission every day. And so you had to, like, do these objectives and all this stuff. You probably wouldn't like that. It'd be like hamster wheel type shit. But, like, the rewards were actually good at the end. So, you had to do this shit for a week, and then at the end of the week, you got, like, a Legends Fantasy Pack or something like that.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like the time limit on it. I MLB the Show has got these missions. I guess they have time limits on some of their missions,
yeah,
too. But, like, overall, like, they put it instead of, like, into the sets then, right? This mm-hmm. will go into the sets area, these missions that you'll go down, and you'll see what you need to do. It's, like, some sort of new navigation there. And you'll have to hit these certain, like, objectives with maybe Steelers players, and then you get a 91 TJ Watt or something like that.
Gotcha.
If you do with this amount of Steelers players, if you have this amount of Steelers players in your lineup, you win a game against the computer or win 10 games, something like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do with missions. I think it's fine. I don't know if I'm personally that pumped, because that doesn't really target my audience. I just play head-to-head and do Mutt stuff. But missions, I think overall, kind of cool. Like, I feel like I'm negative on these last two things, superstar abilities and Mutt and missions, and I shouldn't be. I think they'll be fine additions to the game mode.
It just, I just hope that it's not as hard as I'm thinking it's gonna be, because obviously stuff MLB was ridiculous. Like, you had to get balls on base. Like, it shit made no sense. I hated that. But I'm just thinking, like, so right now like with
doubles
the,
in a game.
Yeah, get the cycle. Like, fuck you. No, so like with with how they did with the Ray Lewis and stuff, like with the captain tokens.
Oh, right.
I just imagine missions being that, but instead of just being the finish this objective list or finish three things on the objective list, is going to be go into a game with Ray Lewis and get like five picks and get like three forced fumbles. I'm just like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. And I feel like that's what the mission grind is going to be. Instead of being, because that's kind of...
We'll have to wait and see. Like, that would be like, hopefully there are people that give them feedback. They're game changers, or we'll talk about that in a second. Give them feedback that missions like that are not fun or doable. But like tackles are okay and whatnot. Let's move on to ultimate challenges.
Tackles are not okay. Fall back.
Okay. I was just trying to transition. You're right. Fine. Tackles. Tackles right. with Steelers players or tackles with your team.
Yeah. Just easy, more generic as opposed to just being with that car. I still don't got shades of tackles though. I'm at 9-12. At 9-12 is fucking March. It's March, Fox. You play head to head like you play like 1,000 head to head games.
I probably have played 1,000 head to head games. I think I've got. Like 10? No, I don't know. I'd have to look. Probably around the same number.
Oh, man.
New and revamped version of Solo Challenge lets you replay challenges and play challenges collaboratorily with your friends. So, would you think this is couch co-op? Like, you'd be able to co-op on your couch for solos? Or is this... Could you... It'd be like squads challenges text. Which collaboratorily... Well, I can't even fucking speak.
It's all right.
Collaboration? Yeah.
All
right, fuck you, English. Is it co-op on the couch, or is it online co-op, like squads, solo challenges?
Hey, man, before we get to that, I was talking to somebody. I couldn't say the word abductor. Like, abductor? Abductor.
Abductor, yeah.
Like whatever. But,
Those fucking vowels, they're in weird places. Yeah. Stop it.
This thing right here is interesting because I like, if this is what I think it's going to be, where you can just play solos with the friends, like if you both can just play the journey at the same time, and one of them can like do it, could ghost. It's probably, ghost ain't going to be a thing next year, but it'd be kind of fun just to kind of, actually know what it'd be. I don't want, if I'm playing solos, I don't want to play with anybody. I'm not going to lie. Shit takes too much time. It'd be dope if you could do that so somebody can grind for you. You can just take turns doing that so he can like take track of stuff done right away. I get that whole point of it, but if I got to be there and play with them, I'm gonna be kind of tight because if you could ghost, because my thing is all about trying to do stuff fast as possible. And if you got to get to a game, and then one of these solo challenges, and invite somebody, and then let's say you can still ghost next year, they leave, you get back out, you got to send an invite again, and repeat that process, which takes more time.
I will say, yeah, sure, it doesn't really target yet, but I will say, I've been drunk before off of love.
Okay.
And hanging with the friends, chilling, and like, yeah, let's play some fucking video games. Let's turn on Madden, and like, I don't want to like play regs. I want to like, hey, let's make some progress. Let's play some solos while I'm drinking and playing with friends. So like, I don't know how much it'll be used, but at least for that situation, I've wanted that before. I think I've even made a video, not completely, but that was one of my suggestions. Like, there is a need for that to when you're having friends over and you want to play Madden, but you don't want to play against each other. Mm-hmm. So you'll play against a computer and. Yeah, play with friends on your couch with you. I think there is a market. I don't know how big that is though, because I don't know how many people imbibe like quite like me.
Yeah, I just all they had to do was say play next solo feature and solo, and I'm there. It's a lot of stuff I don't care about. It's what I'm realizing right now. I don't care about any of this shit that they announced. I'm really excited about like I guess to see how Snail Engine plays, but everything else on this list, I don't care.
I like that they're changing and innovating personally. I get it. You just want things to be more efficient. Like there are quality of life features that you want.
Yeah.
But I like the rapid changeover from year to year.
See, I get that. I get you on this. I like that they're taking risk and doing something different, but we didn't ask for that. That's my whole thing. We didn't ask for it. So why are you doing it?
Here's the thing. If you only listen to customers, they'd only ever ask you for a faster horse carriage, Tex.
Okay.
They only ask you for the car. I want the car, damn it!
I
give me something innovative.
I agree with you. But We've been asking for this for like 5 years.
Everything after the butt is bullshit. Or before the butt is bullshit. You don't agree with me, Tex?
I agree with you.
You don't agree with me?
I agree with you because you're right. Because you shouldn't listen to what people want. You should put stuff in the game that makes sense. But we've been asking for the same thing. Playing next solo for like 5 years. And they doing shit like Ultimate Challenge with your friend. Did nobody ask for that?
Well, I just said I kind of asked for it.
Did
in
you?
A video like 4 years ago. When I was drunk. But
so somebody at some point did, but
okay.
I understand you. Apparently, it's too hard for them to do what you're asking for some reason.
It's not hard. They just don't want to do it.
Let's move on.
No, it's not hard. It's all about time, bro. The fact that these Journey solos, like, they want you to spend as much fucking. I don't know who fucking codes this game or who does the test. Like, they get balancing in terms of solo time.
Yeah.
How do they fucking know this is going to take 7 hours?
Well, they playtest it.
So somebody goes down there and playtest solos for 7 hours and they're like, oh, this is perfect time. Because, yeah. Like, I swear they want you to earn your 15 or 45,000 coins and your shitty packs for a 7 hour grind.
Yeah.
And it'd be faster if they had no timeouts and you can go to the next solo. And they could. And Jake's excuse about, like, reason why they couldn't do that is because it wants you playing the same team in the same stadium. Nobody gives a fuck what they're playing. It could be, like you said, Big Daddy Dick out there on the other team, and nobody would fucking care because nobody cares when they're playing in solo challenges.
Valid point. But I do. I will say the only counter to that is that I hear a lot of people complain about the solo battle teams that they play against that are too high overall now.
Oh, that's so because
a little bit of
well,
care.
That's because they sold the fact that they're going to change it every single week and they stopped doing that a while ago. You can't promise something and then keep it the same. No, that's what happened.
If they were to say, "Told you so."
What? What talking about? What about the teams?
Yeah, about how it's going to get monotonous over the time. They'll abandon it and they'll ignore it like they did Mudraft.
That is exactly what did happen.
I'd say like a lot of people think like, oh, you could complain too much. But here's the thing. If we're not agitators, this shit gets stale, right? Mm-hmm. Our job is to agitate them like a fucking manure pit. So that way all the methane doesn't get trapped and then kill us all in the end. We agitate the manure pit of Madden, and in the end, we make it a better game by bringing back Draft Champions. Tex, I will say congrats to you
for that one last year. Saying congrats to you, man. Congrats to both of us, even though we had nothing to do with it. Was that one?
No, nothing at all, but still, it feels good to pat yourself on the back.
It was a competitive tournament coming up.
It's like giving yourself a reach around. It just feels good.
Well, it's like, we can say we did something, but we just got to thank the competitive players for having a tournament coming up that time, so that's the reason why we're doing it. That's all we gotta do. Just thank you guys for playing on draft.
We're taking credit, but we had nothing to do with it. Well, fuck it. It's ours. Give it to me.
Yeah.
All right. Mechanics, features, etc. Lastly, everything else mentioned, these are the bite-sized edition that could make the game a lot smoother, just some new features. Superstar Drive play calling. Well, I'm not sure if play calling is going to get a complete overhaul or if it's just a coach mode feature. Ooh, that'd be bad. Superstar play calling is tailored to have your big name players get involved quickly, whether it's an offense feature or not. I'm guessing this is just with the QB1 type of play calling, right? Superstar Drive play calling?
Yeah, and that's not going to be much, so that's definitely only going to be for CFM, so.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next.
This one I'm super excited about. Unique playbooks.
Hey.
What?
I said, hey. I was making a positive sound there for unique playbooks.
Nice. I like it.
Hey. You know.
Playbooks were retooled and recalibrated to be more unique and give competitive players more options of variety. Here's the
fuck thing. This competitive play! All right, sorry.
It's weird. All right, three things. It's weird that they use the word competitive because all players want more options and variety. Like, I think that's just kind of throwing a bone to say that, like, hey, competitive players, we're thinking about you. So I don't know how much to take about the word competitive in there. How much does it? Is anybody care or is everybody just going to use Patriots playbook again because they're going to give them the best plays again? I think the person whoever does the playbooks for Madden is absolute Patriots homer. He always gives them the best play. Three, fuck, I forgot my third playbook. But my third thing about playbooks being retooled.
Defensive stuff, maybe, potentially?
Yeah, like that wasn't my point. I'll think of it. But, like, yeah, like how much is this going to be balanced? Like, defense needs it, offense needs it, and how different are they going to be? Oh, yeah. Are we going to get RPOs next year, Tex? Are we going to get run-pass options?
I hope not.
Why not?
I mean, they can't co-play action properly. You're going to get sat running an RPO. Like,
I mean, that... It's so true. Sorry, I'll let you go. I'll let you go.
No, I would love to see an RPO in the game, but what's going to happen? Because RPO, like, I don't know how this is going to work. Like, because it's basically either hand the ball to the running back or throw the So basically, a guy with the way users are in this year's game, he can come down and still pick you off. So I don't want to see RPOs. It's going to be a broken true. Mechanic.
How are you going to RPO a linebacker where you can literally cover 15 yards behind him and fill the run gap?
Yeah, and imagine somebody out here with fucking Calvin Johnson in that box where you're not throwing it, just hand the ball off. Fuck it. Because the pass is not going to go over his head ever.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to see RPOs, golden ticket, Calvin, right there.
You guys see somebody. Yeah.
let me read him. I'll be able to make a stop. Oh, shit, he bit on the run. Let's throw it over his head. Oh, well, never mind. That's an interception.
He's going to fucking jump up there and just snatch him one hand. Like, we're going to see fucking RPO where you, like, it's a play fake and then dual edge he comes in because you run a play action. And your guys didn't block properly because I don't want to see that at all. Like, it'd be cool to see.
Put your quarterback in half because they hit you two different ways.
Yeah. If they can figure out how to make it work properly, I guess, but I don't have faith because, I mean, the same game that gave us the fall forward glitch.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be, if they do a lot of this stuff, there's going to be a lot of glitches. But here's the thing. I hope they're not afraid of glitches. As long as they're patching their game, dude, please innovate in the gameplay. Please make the gameplay better and please get better at fixing it. But yeah, I like it. Unique playbooks, I'm down for it. But yeah, RPOs will be very tough to balance.
Yeah.
Anyways, new pump fake mechanic. It seems Madden 20 is coming with a throw canceling mechanics. I'm sure if you'll have to double tap the wide receiver. It's unsure if you'll have to double tap the wide receiver button, corresponding buttons to trail off. So like right now, if you double tap the wide receiver button, it floats the ball. So like next year, because like floating the ball with a double tap is very similar to floating it with just pressing it lightly. It's a little different, I feel like, but. What do you think about this? Like, here's what's going to happen. I can see what's happening with this. Is if this is put in the game and it's, like, effective at all, what the people are just going to call one play, they pump fake to one guy and then throw it to the other if players actually bite on it. And it's just going to be like, this has got to go. Like, in the end, because you can easily manipulate AI in this game, at least in a head-to-head type of thing, maybe squad's a little different, but you can easily manipulate the AI with pump fakes. If that works like that, rip. And it's going to get patched.
I mean, it'd be cool if, like, that was their counter to guys just using speed guys and guys with a high play recognition. So, my cornerback for my Panthers team, like, for my main team, I got Kyle Fuller out here.
Yeah.
And Kyle Fuller is, like, not... Let me see what his awareness... Let me see what his play with awareness is. Like, if this thing could, like, pick on a person's awareness, so if your quarterback had more awareness going against that guy. So, like, if you had Deion Sanders out here, obviously not going to work. He's kind of a smart player. But if you're out here with a speed guy that has none of that, then I can see the balance in that just so you can kind of take advantage of your opponent who's out here just cheesing with speed.
It would help pocket passers.
Yeah, so it would definitely help pocket passers. 91 awareness on this Fuller, so... And his play rec is, I don't know where the fuck it is. I got to find it right now. But it just be kind of a nice thing since 91. Because offense is, I want to say it's kind of really too easy, but defensively as well. Like, you can just get speed guys out here, and they play extremely well if you don't run any intricate type routes. So if you can somehow find a way to beat those speed guys without having to just run crossers, essentially, or just, like, run drags mostly, this would be kind of a nice way to get the ball down the field without having to just run three plays, really.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see how it's implemented. I really hope that isn't like too overpowered or makes things too easy to get one play touchdowns to fake out people. But updated celebrations. I don't think either of us care that much. Do you care about 20 new touchdown first down celebrations?
I care about the first down celebrations because they didn't have many at all this year. We were sold that Zeke was going to be doing defeat me, like eat me thing on the first down in point four, but he didn't be doing it. I didn't see that at all. So,
I should not speak for you. I apologize for that.
I still think I care about it. I just want to see, like, the cam point first down. I just want to see just things that players do. I just want more personable stuff. Because this year, they kind of went crazy, the personable stuff. Remember when you used to audible? And motherfuckers take 45 years to fucking audible and, or make a call to hot route?
Yeah.
They took that shit out so fast. And so, I would love it if we got some more stuff for the... Just cinematic purposes, again, mostly for content creators, but as long as they add it, because they said they're updated this year, and I think they did like 3 updates, and that was it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing they did with their playbooks, right? Where they said they're going to update it, and then like they never threw another formation in the game after that one patch. So
they built the technology just so they can do it next year. So
yeah, or just build it just so you have it, so you can put it on your checklist, your CEO. Anyways, then one last tidbit of information. Madden 20 will be released on PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4, so no Switch this year. But it's coming back to PC.
Maybe on Switch if Xbox gets the Switch goes to the Microsoft Live platform.
Oh, really? Is it really?
Operating system. I've been seeing stuff about that, how it might be like, it's not, it's going to be kind of how the PS4 does the, not share play, but the remote play.
Remote play, yeah.
Yeah, so you can just play on your Switch while you're like, imagine grinding solos while in the bathtub, bro. That'd be fucking dope.
PS4 owners that can already do it.
Yeah,
they can do it. But you can already do that. Why don't you do that, Tex?
I'm not buying a Vita, bro. I'm not buying a Vita.
Isn't there like a phone app for some of that stuff too?
I think there's an app that's also going to get a computer as well, but I'm good. I'm not buying a fucking
tether. It. Yeah, all right, that's it for our thoughts. Does this make you more or less excited for Madden 20?
This kind of makes me, I'm not going to say less excited, but it's just a lot of stuff I don't care about, which is, I realize, I feel like I guess we're kind of spoiled. I mean, it's a leak, and so I guess I'm here for some of it, but I'm going to give it like a 3 for my excitement level going into next year.
Yeah, I think I'm more on the 7 side of it. I like unique playbooks, please. I just want them to change the meta so much. Like, that's so much of our issue right now, is just like the plays, the blocking system. Like, Gun Bunch has been run so much because the blocking's really good. Trips tight end. So hopefully a lot of that stuff changes at the meta, and the game mode's more like fun to experiment with next year. But the rest of it, yeah, I'll see out the campaign mode and whatnot, and all the new modes, coach mode. So I'm not going to go into it with that, like, a negative attitude, superstar abilities. It does seem like a lot, but you're right. Nothing really jumps out. No new, like, huge mode that's going to, like, blow my mind here in these notes. So maybe obviously they got more to tell us, right? All right, so next up on the pod, I want to talk about the Game Changer program, Tech. So what are you hearing about the Game Changer program and people's Twitter profiles?
So I was in the stream, Shotmaster stream. He's talking about how basically he's still a game changer, but he doesn't have the official title. And so what he said was EA told all the game changers to remove their title from their bio. So if you go look at anybody that you knew was a game changer, had it in their bio, is no longer there. And his theory was they're probably telling everybody to remove it because they want to revamp it. But he thinks that they're only telling them to remove it because they don't want to kick certain people out. They want to just come back with a brand new program and only invite a certain select group of people. They don't want, because a lot of people probably aren't the game changers that they need, because they don't really provide any value to what they want them to do. So it's kind of interesting. So basically, there's I don't know what's going on with the, like, what their plans are going in the future, but it looks like a lot of the game changers, but war game changers, are not going to be that next year, since a lot of them might be getting removed from the program.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain different types of game changers we talked about. There's, like, the influencers, as they call them, like the Bateson, the 2K crew that they bring in to kind of, like, do Madden stuff for advertising purposes. And then there's, like, the actual, like, game changers, or, like, the helpers. The ones that are kind of like, they don't really have a big following, but they help, like, determine the future for the game, both franchise, mutt mode, and they actually, like, hey, what's the community think about this? Hey, let me bounce this off your ear. So maybe they're probably getting rid of their game changer and probably going to something more along the lines of influencer by different name, and then, like, changer, game changer, something like that, where, like, actual feedback guys get a different name, or franchise guys and mutt guys get different names for their program. So yeah, I could totally see that revamping it, not inviting some people back that maybe haven't really contributed in many years, that have that in the title, even though they're kind of just coasting by and not doing anything. So I can see that. I mean, in the end, I hope it's better, because a better feedback system makes a better game for us. So really do hope that it is improved, and however that's happening at EA, wish them the best, because wishing evil upon them is wishing evil upon ourselves, right? Like, as much as we hate EA, we still like the game of football. We like the game of Madden, so.
Like, we don't want this game to fail. Like, when we criticize the game, basically, play something else. Like,
it's,
why?
It's out of love, though, right?
Yeah, we want this game to, as a content creator, as a guy that plays the game, we want it to succeed, because if it doesn't, then there's nothing here for us at all.
We're out of a job. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not being negative just for the sake of being negative. We're trying to provide feedback. So, like, that's all that matters at the end of the day. So it's when people say stuff like that, it gets on my nerves. But yeah, I hope that If they come back with it, at least they bring back Ronku, bro, because that'll be really good for a lot of these content creators if they do decide to actually spend time
If somebody takes Ronku money, can you really trust their opinion?
I mean, EA paid the guys for Apex and got mad at them. Not Apex, sorry, Anthem, and got mad at them for giving an honest review, so yeah.
Okay, all right.
As long as you know the character, man, as long as they're out here lying, as long as they're out here selling you a bag of shit like them 2K guys at NBA Live paid. So they can promote their shitty game.
That's what it is, though. Like, that's how can you? Like,
Oh no! Like,
that's exactly what paying for reviews does.
Oh no, I get you on that, but what you got to realize is, if they get flown out to an event and they get free shit and they fucking post the shit that they got flown out there for, they did, and they give you the game's good, they're lying. Easy as that. They can't.
So the only way you'll trust them if they say the game is bad.
No, only way I'll trust them is that they fucking will be like, despite all the stuff that I got from EA, this game is, it could use a lot of work still.
That's the only way. The only way to trust reviewers is that they shit talk the game. There's no way you're ever trusting any of them. They rarely shit talk the game that got free stuff from.
That's true, because they don't want to bite the hand that eats them, which I get. But yeah, only way to trust reviewers is guys like that turn down those. I don't know what I'm saying. I just be talking shit. I made no sense that I'll bite the hands that eats them. But no, like, only way to, like, I guess, trust reviewers, like, is if you, like, know their character. It's kind of hard to get a read on, but, like, if a guy was supposed to go down there and say, I'm not doing that, or if a guy does get that free shit and then still says, this game is nowhere near being done, or nowhere near where it should be at right now, that's where to go about it. But if a guy comes down and says, yo, it's this Live's year, man, 2K might want to watch out. What are you talking about? I'm going to fight you when I see you in real life because you're pissing me off with all these lies. So that's where you got to be smart about it. Like, what's his incentive to lie?
Yeah.
If there's no incentive here,
that's the whole point about paid reviews, though. Like, that's the exact. Yeah. We're agreeing on this.
Yeah.
But, like, we're agreeing this in an antagonistic way. Like,
yeah.
If somebody takes money and says positive, you don't trust their opinion, right? So, like, if somebody's getting paid by Ronku, and they're positive about the game, like, do you trust them?
Well, Ronku doesn't really do reviews. So Ronku mostly, if they did reviews, it'd be kind of different. But, like, Ronku just kind of says, "All right, we want
you." Yeah, it pays you, but then you're like, anyways, it doesn't. I get what Ronku is. You just put out videos with Madden, and you put Ronku at the start, and they pay you money. But they're paying you money, and you're doing videos on them. You're essentially working for them, and your opinion of them has to change.
Probably right, because it does compromise your tone. You came back and said this game sucks in that video. You might get mad at you about that. So yeah, I guess that's where the conundrum comes in. But
because you can say it sucks, you can do that, but a lot of people won't because they don't want to bite that hand that feeds, like you say.
Yeah.
So like it's slightly, even if it's subconscious. That's why Amazon got rid of that paid product stuff for reviews. It's subconscious. It's not always conscious.
You kind of turn into a shield yet based off that. So I just want to see these guys that want to do it the quote unquote the legit way just get money for it, because there's no money in just being a game changer. Like, at least get rewarded for something
you're good at. No, stop making the game changers get paid. That's what the game changers can do for the game, not what the game can do.
They can't
do
anything while fucking working at a grocery store.
What's wrong with working at a grocery store?
Nothing's wrong with a grocery store. It's a good job. I started working at one as well. I'm just saying, like, it can't be out here testing stuff if they ain't getting paid. EA wants to provide feedback, but while not being paid. That makes a lot of sense. We want you to play our game for free.
Yeah, that's an early copy of the game, though, dude.
You feel special. You're being a game changer.
You're providing feedback on a product that millions are going to enjoy, so hopefully that's enough payment for you. It's called the goodness of their heart, Dex.
Hey, bro, I can't pay my phone bill in goodness. I'm gonna call Sprint right now. Hey, yo, I ain't got the money this month, but I got goodness in my heart.
Do you see that whole trash campaign? People aren't picking up trash because they're trying to get paid. People are trying to fix this trash that we play. And it doesn't mean that they're gonna get paid. That means they need to get paid.
All right. We gotta talk about real life stuff like that. How to try to make sure the Earth don't die because we out here putting plastic in the ocean.
We don't want to see Madden die. So we gotta send people down there to help fix it.
Yeah, I just wish they were paying me money. Stop paying them Super Bowl tickets. It's weird because money though. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
People pay good money for Super Bowl tickets and those experiences. That's money. That's compensation.
It's not money though, bro. Because I can't buy bills with Super Bowl tickets.
It's not all bill related.
That's what money is, bro.
Money takes you on vacations sometimes.
I didn't provide you goods and service. I provided you feedback.
What do you think a service is? Yeah.
I didn't provide.
That's exactly what a service is.
it's no services. I don't know what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is, I didn't pay you. I didn't put out this information, and I lost the train of thought. I had something. I lost it.
That's okay.
Fine anyway, I'm gonna keep saying this again. I can't pay my bills in goods and service.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll let you have that. Yes. I won't argue there though.
Got Fox on that one. Got Fox is clean knockout. Fifth round. I'm out. I'm stumbling. All right. Wobbly.
That's it for Mutt Men episode 157. Tex, I enjoyed it as always. Any last words for us?
I'm gonna get you next week, bro.
Yeah. Everybody, Texas, his stuff's in the description. So definitely check out his channel, subscribe to it.
Yeah.
Otherwise on iTunes, please rate us what you think we deserve. Unsubscribe and subscribe to help us out. And that's it. Peace out, Tex.
Bye-bye.